From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government to prioritize domestic products in Nusantara development. Minister Uno says immigration policy determines the increase in tourism sector. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Ministry has emphasized that the use of products that are made domestically and have domestic component level certification will be prioritized in the development of the new capital Nusantara. Head of the Ministry's New Capital Development Task Force, Danis Hidayat Sumadilaga, said on Saturday, contractors undertaking projects in the new capital are required to use domestic made products and components. The task force is continuing to push for the use of domestic made products in the new capital's development in keeping with President Joko Widodo's instruction. Earlier, the Ministry's Construction Service Development Institution said that the optimization of domestic component certified products in Nusantara City's development would open new jobs for people. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno stated the strategic policy launched by the Directorate General of Immigration would have a significant impact on increasing tourism. Soekarno-Hatta Airport is in the top 5 in ASEAN in terms of arrival, the ministry noted in a statement received by Antara on Saturday. With the reopening of the international route in China, it is projected there will be an increase in the number of foreign arrivals. Minister Uno remarked that currently the volume of international flights in Indonesia was increasing. In 2023, some 7.4 million movements crossing in out of Indonesia are targeted. Observing the existing potential, Minister Uno is optimistic that Indonesian tourism would rise under the leadership of the new Director General of Immigration. Responding to this statement, Director General of Immigration Silmi Karim stated that his side had coordinated with various parties to obtain positive results in improving services. Karim stated that immigration should collaborate with relevant stakeholders to publish electronic visa on arrival at various places, having the potential to encourage public exposure to immigration products. Director General of Hajj and Umrah at the Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry, Hilman Latif, has informed that elderly Hajj pilgrims will be prioritized during the pilgrimage this year. Indonesia has been allotted a pilgrim quota of 221,000 from the Saudi authorities without any age limitation for the 2023 Hajj pilgrimage season. There are some 60,000 prospective Hajj pilgrims categorized as the elderly whose age is above 65 years. Since it is intending to prioritize the elderly, the ministry will optimize efforts to provide the best services to elderly pilgrims so that they can complete their Hajj pilgrimage. The ministry will provide the physical assistance, facilities, and guidance. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The World Health Organization's head has spoken with China's authorities and welcomed new information about the situation in the country. This was announced Saturday, January the 14th, after Beijing released new data showing a big jump in COVID-19-related deaths. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus spoke with Ma Xiaowei, Director of China's National Health Commission, about the wave of infection which erupted after the country abruptly dismantled its antivirus regime last month. Earlier on Saturday, China said nearly 60,000 people with COVID-19 had died in hospitals since it abandoned its zero COVID policy in early December, a big jump from previously reported figures. The release follows global criticism of China's data. People in China are resuming travel ahead of the Chinese New Year despite worries about the infection after China dropped COVID-19 curbs last month. Air passenger volumes are recovering to 63% of 2019 levels since the annual travel season began. Song Xiong, head of the Civil Aviation Administration of China, said the rapid business recovery is challenging airlines' ability to ensure safety and great attention to pandemic-related risks is needed. The Transport Ministry has predicted passenger traffic volumes to jump 99.5% on the year during the festival migration, which runs until February the 15th, or a recovery to 70.3% of 2019 levels. A former minister under defeated Brazilian ex-president Jair Bolsonaro was arrested early Saturday, January the 14th, local media reported. This was said to be in connection with last week's storming of government buildings. Anderson Torres, Bolsonaro's last justice minister, was arrested when he arrived in the capital, Brasilia, from the United States, where both he and his former boss were at the time of the riot. More than 2,000 rioters were detained after the events, for which the full extent of the damage is still being calculated. A Supreme Court judge announced on Friday that Bolsonaro will be included in an investigation into the origins of the sacking, which was sparked by anger at the far-right leader's election defeat to President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Last item. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Saturday, January the 14th, pledged to provide 14 Challenger 2 tanks to Ukraine, making the first Western country to supply the heavy tanks Kyiv has been calling for. The pledge saw a swift reaction from Russia, which warned it would only intensify the conflict. Sunak said the tanks were a sign of the UK's ambition to intensify support to Ukraine. According to a readout of a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's European allies, meanwhile, have sent Kyiv more than 300 modernized Soviet tanks since Russia invaded in February 2022. Zelensky thanked the UK on Twitter for making decision that will not only strengthen Ukraine on the battlefield, but also send the right signal to other partners. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia occupies the position of ASEAN chair in 2023 after receiving the chairmanship relay from Cambodia at the closing ceremony of the 40th and 41st summits and other related summits last November the 13th, 2022. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, in the annual press statement of the Minister of Foreign Affairs on Wednesday, January the 11th in Jakarta, said that Indonesia would lead ASEAN in 2023 based on a positive outlook, cooperation, and optimism. According to her, Indonesia also wants ASEAN to become a barometer of cooperation that will contribute to peace, stability, and prosperity in the region and the world. With the spirit, according to Retno Marsudi, Indonesia's chairmanship in ASEAN 2023 carries the big theme of ASEAN Matters, Epicentrum of Growth. Indonesia is determined to make ASEAN important and relevant to the ASEAN community and its surroundings. Related to this, he added, ASEAN must be prepared to face ASEAN 2045. For this reason, ASEAN's centrality must be strengthened in order to maintain peace and stability in Southeast Asia and the Indo-Pacific, including strengthening cooperation in overcoming cross-border crime and the ASEAN human rights dialogue. Meanwhile, on the epicentrum of growth sub-theme, Indonesia is determined to make Southeast Asia a center for regional economic growth. According to Retno Marsudi, a number of collaborations that will be strengthened include food security, energy security, health, and financial stability. In order to achieve ASEAN's goal of becoming the epicenter of growth in the region and in the world, an Indo-Pacific region which is peaceful, stable, respect international law, and prioritizes inclusive cooperation is also needed. For this reason, the implementation of the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific will be a priority spirit of Indonesia's chairmanship. Retno Marsudi said synergy was needed so that the Indo-Pacific concept would not exacerbate rivalry between countries by prioritizing a collaborative paradigm. In addition to the 2023 ASEAN chair, Indonesia's foreign diplomacy in 2023 will also be focused on a number of global issues. First, strengthening sovereign diplomacy. According to Retno Marsudi, sovereignty diplomacy includes the priority of negotiating Indonesia's maritime boundaries and land boundaries. Second, strengthening protection diplomacy, especially for Indonesian citizens abroad. Third, promote economic cooperation. In 2023, the Indonesian government will focus on accelerating national economic recovery and developing a green economy, including industrial downstreaming. Apart from that, according to Retno Marsudi, another priority that Indonesia's diplomacy will also carry out in 2023 is active peace and humanitarian diplomacy. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with January the 15th, 1929, the birth of Martin Luther King Jr. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. is a Nobel laureate, Baptist minister, and African-American human rights activist. In 1963, he led a bus boycott demonstration in Birmingham. The boycott was carried out without using violence. As a result of his actions against discrimination against black people, King was imprisoned in a Birmingham prison. His speech, entitled "I Have a Dream," at his march to Washington, D.C. on August 28, 1963, brought him greater fame. In 1963, he received the Nobel Peace Prize, and he was shot dead when he carried out an action in Memphis on April 4, 1968. His death caused many riots and clashes in various cities in the United States. Turning to January the 15, 1962, the Battle of the Aru Sea in Indonesia. The Battle of the Aru Sea was a battle that took place in the Aru Sea, Maluku on January the 15, 1962 between Indonesian and the Dutch navies. This incident occurred when two destroyer-type ships, Neptune and Vrijheid-type aircraft owned by the Netherlands, attacked Indonesian Navy ships RI Macan Tutul, RI Macan Kumbang, and RI Harimau, which were on patrol. Commodore Yosudarso finally took action to fight against the Dutch ships in order to save the other two ships. The Macan Tutul led by Commodore Yosudarso sank in the Aru Sea. Commodore Yosudarso died in the battle after exclaiming his famous last message, "Kobarkan semangat pertempuran," which means stir up the fighting spirit. Every January 15th, this event is celebrated as Hari Bhakti Samudra or the Ocean Dedication Day. I'll end today in history with January the 15th, 1972, the signing of the Alfor Agreement. The Alfor Agreement, signed on January 15, 1975, was the backdrop for Angola's independence from Portugal on November the 11th. This agreement ended the War of Independence and marked the start of the Angolan Civil War. It was signed by the People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, the Angola National Liberation Front, the National Union for Total Independence of Angola, and the Portuguese government. The name of the agreement comes from the place where it was signed, the village of Alfor, located in the southern Portuguese region of the Algarve. That was today in history.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from the email of John Zahari Alvarez from the Philippines. He was listening to an English program on September 18, 2022 through frequency 3325 kHz at 1 to 2 p.m. UTC with the SINPO 33443. Hello, John Alvarez. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here's the song.
Gemar sekali kita bersilat lidah sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang, semula beradang terkadang kembali tenang. Oh, sudah hati ini berserah pada
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on World Superbike Mandalika 2023, targets more than 60,000 spectators. The Indonesian Round 2023 World Superbike event will take place at the Mandalika circuit from March the 3rd until 5th, 2023. This will be the third time after being held in September 2021 and November 2022. The Operation Director of PT Indonesia Tourism Development, or ITDC, Troy Reza Waroka, said they were ready to show Indonesia's ability to host the world-class event. The success of last year's event was noted by those responsible for the World Superbike. Therefore, in 2023, Indonesia will have the honor of being the host for the second series in the 2023 World Superbike season after the opening series in Phillip Island, Australia. Seeing the success of the event and the enthusiasm of the audience, Troy Reza Waroka on Thursday in Jakarta said that based on some data, the organizer is targeting 70,000 spectators. This amount is considered realistic because of the relatively affordable ticket price. Last year's target was 40,000, but it was passed. So the figure of 70,000 is realistic because there is support from many parties and prices are quite competitive and friendly. In addition, the decision by Indonesian President Joko Widodo to revoke restriction on people's movement due to COVID-19 really matters. Meanwhile, to facilitate attendance and the target number of spectators, the organizing committee has officially sold the World Superbike 2023 pre-sale tickets with a 75% discount. Tickets are on sale from January the 12th to 30th. The organizing committee argued that they were selling pre-sale tickets in order to support the public so they could buy them early. Of course, if you buy faster, you will get a good place as you wish. There are three categories for sale, namely GA Festival, Regular Grandstand, and Premium Grandstand. From all categories, everything gets discount. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Bruce Lee in Australia. He was listening to our broadcast in Mandarin through frequency 3325 kHz on September 18, 2022 with the SINPO 34333. Hello, Mr. Lee. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to Mandarin section. Please be patient for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tingkah laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja? Cinta itu bukanlah main-mainan, tapi pengorbanan. Semua bisa bilang apalah artinya sayang tanpa kenyang.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Malang in East Java is indeed famous for having various tourist destinations. The latest developed tourist destination is Lembah Indah Gunung Kawi or the beautiful valley of Mount Kawi, which is located at the foot of Mount Kawi, to be precise in Balesari Village Ngajum Subdistrict Malang Regency. Lembah Indah Gunung Kawi offers views of the countryside and hills that will refresh your eyes. The main attraction of this tour is education on gardening activities. Tourists can grow crops, get to know various types of plants and other gardening activities. The 20-hectare tourist spot in the beautiful valley of Mount Kawi is also equipped with camping and outbound facilities, gazebos, food stalls as well as lodging that can be chosen according to your taste. Lembah Indah also has uniqueness, namely lodging accommodation in the form of glamping in uniquely shaped tents. These Instagrammable tents are fenced with panoramic views of the charming mountain valley. Lembah Indah Gunung Kawi is open every day from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the entrance ticket of 20,000 rupiahs or less than $2. Once inside, you will be eager to hunt for Instagrammable photo spots. Among them are rice fields and terraced plantations. Tourists who will come to Lembah Indah Gunung Kawi or Gunung Kawi Beautiful Valley location should use private vehicles because the location is not yet accessible by public transportation. Along the way, visitors will enjoy views of the rural atmosphere and hills that blend with Mount Kawi. The presence of the beautiful valley or Lembah Indah, Gunung Kawi, which has cool air and offers an educational tour concept, is very suitable for families to visit. Tourists are advised to wear comfortable footwear because visitors will definitely be exploring nature all day. All that was Indonesian Wonder today.
Before we end segment listeners' mailbag, I will read an email from Jagat Muhammad in Situbondo, Indonesia. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese program. He also attached an audio of our Japanese program. Hello Muhammad, thank you for your reception report. I heard the audio which was a little bit noise. As information, you can also listen to our broadcast through our website voinews.id. I forwarded your reception report to Japanese section so the team can answer your email in Japanese. Please be patient to do the reply and thank you so much. Wherever you are, listener, who are listening to Listener's Mailbag, I will play a beautiful song to all of you. Happy listening!
Ku telah menutup pintu hatiku untukmu sejak ku temukan dalam hatiku tiada kamu. Kemana kamu pergi?
ku tak tahu saat kau pulang kembali. Pintu ku kunci, jangan menunggu depan pintu hati, jangan mengetuk dan memohon asu, jangan menangis depan pintu hati. Lukaku bukanlah kuncimu, kau bukan penghuni hatiku lagi.
The third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Bau Nyale is a tradition that has been passed for generations in Lombok Island, West Nusa Tenggara Province. In this tradition, thousands of people would catch sea worms along the coast of Lombok Island. These sea worms are known as Nyale, which is believed to be the incarnation of Princess Mandalika. She is known as a beautiful princess who chose to throw herself into the open sea, avoiding wars between princes fighting over her. The legend of Princess Mandalika is known in almost all corners of Lombok Island. The Regency Government of Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, has determined that the peak of Bau Nyale or catching sea worms will be held on February the 10th until 11, 2023 at Seger Beach, Mandalika Special Economic Zone. The date is determined based on the results of the Sangkap Warige ritual by cultural figures and local religious leaders. The ritual for determining the peak of the Bau Nyale is held once a year and is centered in the Ende Traditional Tourism Village. The head of the Central Lombok Regency Tourism Office, Lendek Jayadi, said the determination of the Bau Nyale 2023 peak was based on natural signs that had occurred. These signs include the Bunyan Tengkere, Rowot Star, Sasak Calendar, as well as other natural signs as conveyed by cultural figures and local religious leaders in the Sangkap Warige ritual. Oh, Baunyale will be part of the series to welcome the World Superbike event at the Mandalika Circuit in March 2023. The Baunyale tradition is held around February for the early Nyale and March for the late Nyale at Seger Beach or along the south coast of central Lombok. That was Miss Eleni.
Hi VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from an Indonesian band, Republic. The song is entitled Cinta Sampurna, which in English means a perfect love. Republic band started 2023 by releasing a song called Cinta Sampurna, the last work of Dose Hudaya. He wrote the song several months before he passed away on January 19, 2022 at the Santo Boromus Hospital, Bandung, West Java. Previously, the band Republic had released a song by Dose Hudaya entitled Aku Takut 5 years ago and was considered successful. This is also what makes Republic optimistic that the song Cinta Sampurna can be successful as well. According to the vocalist of the band, Ruri, Cinta Sampurna tells about the sacrifice of a man who hasn't been able to make his life partner happy. But the man promises that one day he will make her happy and give anything she wants. Alright listener, here is the song Cinta Sampurna by Republic. Enjoy!
Thank you. Kau yang teramat ku cinta, yang ku sayang lebih dari apapun. Tak sekalipun aku pernah mengingkari janji hatiku padamu. Maafkanlah saya, aku belum bisa memberimu emas, intan dan permata. Seperti inilah aku adanya, hanya punya cinta. Kau yang teramat ku cinta, yang ku sayang lebih dari apapun. Tak sekalipun aku pernah mengingkari janji hatiku padamu. Maafkanlah saya, aku belum bisa memberimu emas, intan dan permata. Seperti inilah aku adanya, hanya punya cinta sempurna. Janjiku sayang, suatu
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau boleh acuhkan diriku dan anggap ku tak ada, tapi takkan merubah perasaanku kepadamu. Ku yakin pasti suatu saat semua akan terjadi, kau akan mencintaiku dan tak akan pernah kau boleh jauhi diriku, namun ku percaya kau kan mencintai.
Berikan satu jawaban untuk membuat diriku tenang. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku damai bahagia. Untaian kata-kata terindah kan ku berikan hanya untukmu. Semua cintaku setulus hatiku dapat kau pastikan hanya milikku selalu. Terbawa arus derita dan terdampar di pangkuannya, tak ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bahagia. Walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Adanya hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta. Oh, walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Berikan ku adanya, hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta.
Listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok as well at VOI_official and our YouTube channel, VOI Official. So once again, thank you so much for listening to our English program. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of English program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Okay.